Hello and welcome to Hey Art, What's Good? We are a podcast where we like to see what's good with art. My name is Alice.
And my name is Rosie.
And something we like to do here on Hey Art, What's Good? Is to check in with each other, see what's good with us. So Rosie, what is good with you this week?
Well, what's good with me is I've just had a really lovely weekend.
Oh, lovely. What have you done?
I worked all through it and had a lovely time at work at By the Kilo in Tynemouth, a zero waste shop. For those who don't know, go and check it out. And then like did something every evening. So it was like Ben's birthday drinks Friday. Then Saturday, did we do something?
We did, and I've forgotten what it
was. We went Arch 16.
We did!
Yeah.
And Mellow Collective at Arch 16.
And it was great.
It's pretty mint.
And then I think on Sunday I just chilled out.
Nice, but good though.
All good. So yeah, just feeling really satisfied.
Yeah, it's like a socially today. Productive, but also I guess generally productive because you also did work.
Nice. Just all round productive.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
That sounds very nice indeed.
Thank you, it was. What about you? What's good with you?
Well, what's good with me is I'm hopping back. I never really hopped off it, but I was going to say I'm hopping back on board the podcast train. Not this one, other ones. I've noticed I'm moving away from like funny haha podcasts. I still like them, but I'm quite into like long form documentary journalism sort of thingies. Cool. So I've just listened to all of Serial, which is like 30 odd hours or something.
Nice.
Which is mint.
What's it about?
So it's, well, season one and two is each season is about one like a case in America. So the first one is about this dude called Adnan Syed who was like convicted for murdering his ex-girlfriend, but then it's like, did he do it?
That's not the end of the story. Ooh. That's just the beginning.
And it kind of wasn't. He nearly got another hearing in part because of the podcast, but then it was rejected. So never mind. Another one.
Never mind. Sorry, dude.
Yeah. The second season was about this American soldier called Bo Bergdahl who like just walked off his military base in Afghanistan and then proceeded to get captured by the Taliban and held prisoner for 5 years, which is the longest any US prisoner has been held captive. But there's tons of things where it's like people, he left base to like prove a point and like trigger something else. He didn't mean to get captured. But then some people are like, oh, he's a traitor. He's going to go join the Taliban. There's all this kind of stuff. And then so the current kind of predicament is he going to get court-martialed? Ooh. Should that happen? One would argue he's already had enough punishment.
Ooh.
So I don't
I'll
know.
Listen to this.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I don't know what the current state with that case is. But then season three is cool because it's like a different court case every week, but all cases in the same justice center in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
So it's just cool. It's like the format changed up and it's like a journalist who is like the narration, but then it's like some other members of her team join in, and then there's lots of like interviews she does and like phone calls and like source material and stuff. It's just really well produced and just nice to listen to.
Okay.
So I've been on that recently.
I'll check it out. That sounds good.
I'll have a link on the blog post for this episode.
Woo. Love a good recommendation.
Do you know what else I loved?
What did you love?
The thing we went to go see this week.
Oh my god, me too.
Mint. A while ago, cast your mind back, Rosie, to like a month ago, maybe.
Ooh, I'm thinking.
We received an email from the lovely Kit of Lady Kit fame.
Oh yes.
And they said, yo, there's this show happening at the Bose Museum soon. Do you want to come to a private view? And I was like, one, love being invited anywhere. Thank you so much. Two, sounds mint, so yes, please. And it was mint. I mean, if anyone doesn't know, the Bose Museum is just cool. So it's in County Durham, near Bishop Auckland. No, Barnard Castle.
Barnard Castle.
That's the one. I need to begin with a B. and it was old and is in Durham.
So yeah. Ticked all those boxes.
I feel as though Bishop Auckland probably isn't too far away. Besides the point, doesn't matter. It's basically this beautiful, massive French chateau in the middle of County Durham. And it's just got a cool history. I'm only vaguely aware of it. John and
Josephine
Bowes, husband and wife, were like, yo.
Power couple.
Did they have kids at any point?
I actually don't know anything about them.
I don't know if they're
But I don't know very much.
Either way, like, I think she might be in French because she's got an accent in her name, like on one of the E's. And they're just like, yo, let's just build this beautiful, massive, bloody building here and just collect stuff and like turn it into a museum. And so they did.
They succeeded. All of those things happened and I'm very grateful.
So there's tons of cool stuff in there. Like, just, you know, like rich Victorians just collected stuff.
Absolutely.
Kind of like
that. That's what they were really good at.
Yeah, oh, they loved it. Honestly, a lot of them. That does.
It's real issues here.
So like
too much money.
I mean, so kind of bear that in mind, you know, your bog standard mahusive stately home with just tons of art, tons of rooms of like stuff like crockery and like cutlery, paintings, sculptures, yeah, just everything.
A mechanical
rich
swan.
Swan automaton, we'll talk more about that later. Mm-hmm. So imagine all of that, and then imagine like the team behind Bose be like, we could do a bit more like diversity in here. We could do a bit more of a kind of contemporary kind of interpretation of all the stuff in the collection.
Yeah, like it's the 21st century.
Yeah.
You know? Let's reflect that.
Indeed. And so I believe this program started last year called hashtag Untitled 10.
Mm-hmm.
I assume one says the hashtag because one usually would, I guess.
Would one.
One may. Talking about Tori as I'm getting old. Getting old-timey grammar up in here. But yeah, Untitled 10, it's basically kind of initiative to, like I said, it's an open call, I think, mm-hmm. for 10 like artists, craft makers, other words to kind
just
of connote a similar
people.
Thing. Yes, to come in and like do something with the collection, like research some way, incorporate their craft to kind of...
Like respond to the work.
Yeah, respond to the work, respond to the collection, respond to the history of that place.
The whole
and
institution.
The people. Yeah, and so that's what they did. And then so this year, I didn't know about it last year, first of all, so I didn't go. But then since Kit said, yo, this is a thing, we've got to go.
I'm so glad I know
and
now.
And it was mint. And let me just say, coolest preview we've been to, possibly. Not the coolest, but the poshest. Only,
I mean,
like, because of the venue, my God.
We rocked up, and as we were driving, because, like, it was an evening thing, so we're like, it felt like we should have gone in, like, a horse-drawn carriage wearing, like, ball gowns or something.
Next time.
Yes. See you next year. No, yeah, it was just so grand.
It was lush. And yeah, it's winter now-ish. So it was like pitch black by the time we got there and pitch black by the time we left. So that was just cool. It's like, I think I put on my Instagram story, Night at the Museum.
Yes,
and I, like, post
it had
picture.
Night at the Museum feels. Because I was thinking, oh, well, it was kind of like when we went to Baltic late. Because just being able to roam around an art space at night is cool. But this was arguably elevated because it was like an old museum.
Mm.
And it was, it had a bit more of a like, dramatic factor to it.
Oh, very much so, because I mean, something that always connotes drama to me is when the building is just like lit up from the outside.
Yes.
Because I'm just like, ooh, don't want you to just go in and be able to see. They want you to see outside.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Look at me. I am here. No, it was great because you could, like, we could totally access pretty much all of the museum. So all of the pieces, because it was a range of everything, like anything you can think of, mainly like sculptures, but there was like some photography and like wall-based work and textile work, and there was you name it, they had it. And so the artists were all so different, so much variety.
Oh yeah,
spread across the whole museum, so you had to kind of go looking. It was like a treasure hunt.
Yeah, it was. So I mean, there was kind of a map. Like, the little information thing had maps on it of each floor, so I like that aspect of it.
Yeah, it was good.
And it wasn't just, like, a room with these things in it. It was across the entire space, like, just integrated with other, like, exhibitions of the collection. So it was just really nice, because then you'd be able to see, like, the kind of stuff around it, and it was, like, a good way to kind of contextualize both, like, the current kind of art stuff and then the kind of older art, like, in the space.
Definitely. You could see, like, what was always there, what was, like, you know, there's other exhibitions going on that aren't this that you could see, and then there's this. There was, like, so many layers. So much art.
It really, really was. So, I mean, we've got so much, like, kind of dive into.
Yeah, where to start? Firstly, the bar was great. Completely free.
Yeah. I mean, I think that always surprises us. I think that's usually the norm. And other places would go, I was like, donations, please. But this is like, this is an institution. They can afford this stuff.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it.
Yes, and
so
me
thank
too.
You.
And our lovely dad who drove with had sparkling water.
Very classy.
Yes, classy Neil. Thank you for driving us. It was a really long way.
Thank you. Yeah, like we wouldn't have been able to get there if we hadn't had a lift. So big shout out, Neil.
Where can we jump in? Favourites, I guess? That's always a good way to kind of get started.
Yeah, well, we could talk about how we arrived, because we arrived and then you walk up this like beautiful flight of stairs.
Oh yeah.
And then there was like little speeches and it was like a big kind of thank you to, like, kind of a little speech just to say like what it was all about and thank yous, and it was really nice. It was set the tone. Everyone was, it was good vibes.
Oh yeah,
good vibes
indeed. Some familiar faces as well, which is nice.
Yeah. said hi to people. And then I think we should kick off with Kit's work because they are lovely. And they did like a performance that we... Did they do a performance?
Yeah, well, there was a performance. Yeah, it was...
The day after. The day after. Because we were the preview.
Yeah.
So we couldn't catch it. But, I mean, I have no doubt it was spectacular.
Oh, I'm sure.
But the work that was accompanying or that was also like on display was mm-hmm. this lovely huge paper. It was like a boat, but it was also like you could also wear it as a hat. Do you know the type of boat hat I mean?
I used to make those a whole bunch in secondary school. Like, but, literally, I'd get like A1 paper from the art room and just make massive hats. And I get everyone to sign it. I don't know why, but everyone wanted to sign it because people just like to sign stuff.
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard. What? No judgment, though.
We'll talk about it later. It's okay.
Cool. I don't know what to do with this information. Love it. So we all learned something about Alice today.
Yep.
So imagine one of those, but huge and pink.
Yes.
It was pink.
It was.
And inside, because it was, and floating above it, I'm so excited. I want to talk about all at once. So floating above it, the beautiful, if you remember last time we talked about Kit's work, it was the exhibition Worth. Yeah, I was going to say Worth It. That was another exhibition.
That was
exhibition,
the different one, yeah.
But they were also in that exhibition, so yeah, Kit gets around. but Kit does like wonderful paper cuttings, like really delicate, fragile, and it's lovely to see kind of light go through them. And it was cool that you could see, like, because they were like hanging, mm-hmm. like, so you could look through them to see other exhibits almost and stuff. And then all the cutouts were in the boat.
Yeah, as like little hearts as well.
Yeah.
Like that's, yeah, I think, I don't know if that's exclusively the kind of shape she'll make. I don't know if that's exclusively the shapes they make, but I'm pretty sure in the Worth exhibition, all the cuttings were little hearts as well. But in this one, since all the little hearts were collected in the boat thingy underneath it, there was like a little sign thing. It was like, ooh, take a heart if you want one. Like, oh, that's cute. Yeah, I didn't take one because I didn't know what I'd do with it.
I took one. It's just in my phone. Like in my phone case.
Oh, well, that's nice. Oh, you got a nice, like, translucent one as well with a million metro tickets in it. Bloody
it's
hell.
It's how I keep my expenses. It's really professional and organised.
That's true. Who needs a folder or a binder?
Me.
But also a translucent phone case within which to keep metro tickets.
Going back to the art.
Yes.
Going back to the beautiful hearts and things. The I don't know how to describe the hangings because they were like cutouts of people.
It's described in something I've read recently as a paper chain of sapphos.
Yes, paper chain. Yeah. It's, yes. And it's like when you kind of fold the paper and like cut a little outline of a person and then unfold it and then it's kind of
then
a bunch
it's
of
more
them.
People.
A whole crowd.
Indeed.
Like that, but they're like the graduated version. Like several levels superior to that.
Absolutely. It's like, for one, they were quite big, really, and then also beautiful and intricate and
they were
full of meaning and purple as well.
Yes. I love these colors. These are like bold, like colors that have something to say. They were there. And like, I don't know, almost like royal, aren't they? Like, I think purple's royal.
Yes, I would say so. Well, I'm thinking what it actually might be is, I believe the bisexual flag is pink. Pink and purple, and Sappho, as apparently not everyone knows, both my dad and my sister did not know who Sappho was, like bisexual icon, ancient Greek poet.
Yes, icon, like actually an icon though.
A genuine icon,
real icon.
So much so that I love it. Kit's part of a cuttings out on the paper tray in Sappho's. Some of the sentences are, Sappho is me queer mam, and I just love that.
Yes, so good. I'm trying to find, I'm sure I have some pictures of it, because the boat had words cut into it.
It did, and I took a picture of it, and I didn't realise it was entirely out of focus,
I
thought was quite hard to do on a mobile phone, but here we are.
Yes, you did it.
We live and we learn.
Because if I can remember, some of the words like were on the side, like a wave.
Yes.
And then some of them were kind of like on the, I don't know, body of the ship, where the little people would go. I think, I found it. So that said, and I say to you, someone will remember in time to come, or remember us in time to come, ..
Okay.
So I'd love to have seen the story that accompanied this, because I feel like The performance would have brought it alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wonder if it was either some of Sappho's writings or maybe some of Josephine Boze's writings.
Oh, yes.
One of the two, perhaps.
We'll have to catch up with Kate and ask.
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask.
Or stalk their social, because I'm sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was great. Like, that was really one of the first pieces you'd see. Like, mm-hmm. what that we would have saw anyway, going straight up to, like, the room where the bar was and also the speeches. Because it's kind of like you go up the stairs and then turn right and then it's right there, and it's the connection that piece has to like the Boze collection is just a nice, decent, you know, sized like silver statue of Sappho. So I like it. So I assume that's the same pose that all the paper chain Sapphos are making. It was just really nice, a cool way to kind of kick it off.
Yeah, like it was both. It was a good reflection of both the artist and the institution and its exhibit, like its exhibits.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, that was like one of many successful works. And what was kind of cool is they were all unfinished or works in progress or like there was something else to them. Like we were only seeing a little bit of the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this case, it's like, well, I don't mind not seeing the performance because that's just the part of the story I missed.
Yes.
But with all of these exhibits as parts of it that like it's just not quite realized yet. And that's kind of what's exciting about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, now I feel like I'm ready. I'm warmed up to talk about favorites.
Okay, cool.
Do you want to go first or shall I?
I'll go first because the bit I'm talking about, the first thing I'm going to talk about anyways is right next to or very close to the Lady Kit one. And it's called Articulate by Jim Bond, which I love the name because kind of like a more informal James Bond. It's like, girl, it's Bond. Jim Bond.
Jimmy Bond.
Jimmy Bond. Just like it. And it's described as a kinetic sculpture. And so, if you recall, 5 minutes ago maybe, we mentioned that the Boze Museum collection has like the silver swan. It's really cool. It's one of my favourite things in a museum ever. It's a 18th century, I believe, made entirely out of actual silver swan automaton. Yes. And automatons are cool. Just think old-ass robots, but before, like, computers and all that kind of stuff. So it's, like, entirely clockwork.
What?
But it's so beautiful and intricate, and it, like, moves so, like, flawlessly, despite the fact it's all made out of, like, metal and gears and that.
Like actual clockwork and
stuff. Yeah, because when I think of like an oldie timey clockwork robot, I think of if anyone's ever seen Return to Oz, the 1985 terror inducing film, Dorothy has like a robot mate which has to like literally get the canes back and wind him up. He's like this really like fat circular kind of, have you not seen this film?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my god, we'll have to watch this sometime. Absolutely, it's so good. Please. It's messed up, honestly.
Halloween's coming up.
Ooh, would work. Okay, we'll, again, discuss that later. But Jim's work here is kind of just recreating, I say just, not just at all, it's recreating, like, the swan, like, the neck mechanism of the swan, which is, like, this beautiful, delicate, like, it's, you know, it's like a swan's neck. It's just really, really cool and pretty and like moves in a particular kind of way. But yeah, so it's made out of like kind of modern-y things like little motors, and it's all programmed by little Arduino, which is kind of like a Raspberry Pi, but not quite. I think it's like similar thing, just different.
I'll get behind it.
Yeah. But I mean, this is like, I guess, the bare bones of what the actual swan's neck is, because the swan's neck has like beautiful silver feathers all over it, which make it move really, really flawlessly. So this is like,
I'm gonna have to like share a picture of the swan and the modern one, because like this is just, it's so cool when you see them next to each other.
Yeah, honestly. And there were like, so that the swan was in its beautiful big case, and then 5 feet next to it was like this, it was a Jim's piece. Jim, me, Bezzy Mara, Jim. But I just really enjoyed it because I love when like people use kind of modern technologies to kind of recreate older things.
Yeah,
like we kind of discussed it before with like Erin Dixon's work, like 3D printing like a scan of like a really old, beautifully crafted like glass thing.
Yeah,
I just love it. It's just a fun kind of contrast, and you can only really do it now because these technologies are like becoming more accessible and available to everyone.
Yes, while still being new.
Yeah, So I just really enjoyed it. That was a really nice piece.
Yeah, I think that's like something you like as well, because I like, I way back when we first started and the Great Exhibition of the North is still on, it, like, I'm kind of getting vibes of that Tyne, is it Tyne Bank or what was it? No, the Tyne Bridge thing.
Oh, Tyne Deck.
Tyne Deck, yeah. That was it. And it was the kind of like what could have been or what could be.
That's my favourite.
And that, like, there was like some works. So it was like a kind of, what was it, 1960s plan of...
I believe 1969.
Yeah, like of like decking over the section of the Tyne to build stuff on it.
And like what a fun like entertainment utopia could be in a social space.
And then people reacted to that now. And like, didn't someone write a story?
Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
So I feel like you like that. Yeah. Like that kind of like now and then and the what ifs and stuff. Because yeah, it's fun.
It's, yeah. I think it's like I love sci-fi stuff, and it all can kind of squirrel in there, like Uchronias and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm seeing that shine through.
Nice.
Love it. Now, yeah, mine's kind of technology-based as well.
Oh.
So this is like a nice
segue.
Yeah, all slides in nicely together. So I actually got talking to the artist Kate Ive. I think that's I-V-E, Ive.
I would say so.
Yeah, we're going to go with it. Sorry, Kate, if that's not right. And she did... Well, she's based in Edinburgh, so it was really cool that, like, getting to see her work, because I don't know if I otherwise would have. Mm. And her work was called John and Josephine's Timepieces, and was based off of their two pocket watches.
Oh.
So again, it's kind of looking at the, like, clockwork and the mechanisms and things, but then applying, like, new... methods and techniques, and then kind of looking at like old technology and new technology and how those kind of harmonize and stuff. So what she made was these two sculptures, and it was the process that I was interested in, because what she actually exhibited was like a cabinet with like some sketchbook work in, some little prototypes and like work in progress stuff. Then she had a plinth in a cabinet with the actual sculptures, and then she had an iPad with a video of how she made it. So these sculptures look like they have been 3D printed, and I think she gets that a lot, that everyone thinks they're 3D printed. And when I first saw them, I was like, that looks like a 3D print, and I'm sure I heard other people saying that.
I'm sure I probably said that.
And I honestly, if I hadn't spoken to her and if I hadn't read the thing, I'm so glad I hadn't read the thing when I spoke to her, though, because hearing it from her was like way cooler and better, like in casual conversation. Because what she normally, I think she normally kind of works with bronze. So she casts bronze.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty much what
that's
I said.
That's a whole process.
Yeah.
Damn.
So that day... I'd just done sculpting for the first time in years. So I've the last time I did sculpture was my first year of university. So that, and it was the first semester. So I'm talking like 2013.
Oh geez.
So, and I'm doing woodwork. And then, so I was like, so like, tell me a bit about the process and stuff. Like, how did you, and then she said that you use wax a lot to make like, or like in the process of casting bronze, because it can act in like a similar way, but like a not as much, like not, at an expense.
Yeah,
or
I was
like
gonna say, I assume a less expensive alternative.
Yeah, so, and then I was kind of saying I used balsa wood before making a proper wooden sculpture, because balsa you just cut with a Stanley knife.
Oh, okay.
And then you go for like, then you get your electric saw out and make an actual sculpture, but to see if the logistics are going to work. So I think that's kind of how it goes. Like, you use the wax, like I use the balsa wood. So what she ended up doing is, with this material that I think she's familiar with through her like bronze casting, she made it. I imagine it's a hard wax, not like wax you use for candles and stuff. It's like a proper wax. And she used a like hand powered machine. It's, and I don't know how to pronounce it. So,
oh, is that word that begins with G?
Yeah, it kind of looks like guillotine, but it's not. It's like,
because look, it looks French, doesn't it?
Yeah. Who knows? It's like Gilloge. I don't know.
It's because, I mean, the ultimate question is, do you pronounce the L's? Because some European languages you don't. I would say like Guilloge or something like that.
either way,
yeah,
it's this like hand, you have to like turn it with one hand, and what it does is it like, it's all mechanical, so it's all like cogs and things.
Ooh.
And it creates like a really precise, delicate, intricate, repetitive pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, from what it looked like, she's turning it with one hand, and then you can adjust this kind of like point.
Okay.
So it can scrape the, I don't know, so it can sculpt the sure. shape. But it, what it created is immense. I can't describe it. Have a look on Instagram, because mm-hmm. one of them's blue, and then is the other one metal? Because I feel like she made one.
Oh, that one makes sense. Yeah, if the blue one's the wax one, and if the metal one's the bronze one.
But who knows? Not me.
Not me.
And I could have found out, but I'm not here to like tell you everything about artwork. I'm just here to tell you about my experience with artwork.
Yeah.
So, sorry. But I loved it. I loved it because it's about the theme of time in a museum.
Mm.
It's a very like then and now kind of thing. And she's like a part of the, in the cabinet with kind of sketchbooks and little plans of, you know, all the process and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a 3D printed example of like, so obviously like in the process enough people have been like, well, just try it. But the sculpture that she wants to make, it's like this kind of round thing, it's on like a
lots
like
lots of circles, like,
yeah,
quite precise
round, kind of on its own little stand, kind of like a really weird spaceship. I don't know.
Oh, I can see it.
Yeah, but like it's got all these tiny, tiny little patterns engraved. It's so delicate. I wouldn't want to touch it. I'd be far too scared. And then you look at the 3D printed thing that the computer tried to make,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a bit of a mess.
Yes.
It's, I liked it. It looked kind of like cobwebby. It looked like miniature of a city.
I'm sure we had very long discussions about it could be like a map for like a 3D printed Hunger Games. Like,
yes, I city. Said it looks like the arena from the Hunger Games,
yes.
but not one in a film or book, one that I just made up.
Yeah.
So I could be the like evil games designer.
Oh, okay.
And that's, and I would say, yeah, because it would be that the middle is completely empty.
Yeah, but,
and
then
but that's where
outside
all the yeah. tasks are and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then on the outside, there's this horrible little like, horrible city, so it's just like really thin but tall buildings.
Yeah.
They're all gross, and they've got like,
like all, I would say like all demolished, maybe, so it's like bare
yes.
bones and stuff.
And maybe there are giant spiders, and
ooh.
That's why it's cobwebby.
Let's get Suzanne Collins on the horn.
Right, got it. Like, that's what we're doing after this.
Yeah. To make our fortune in young adult publishing, baby.
Can't wait. I'm so excited for our bright, bright futures.
Honestly.
So, and yeah, you mentioned Erin Dixon as well, because mm-hmm. I feel like she's our like
our go-to for 3D printed things.
Definitely.
Pretty much.
I feel like she let me touch the only thing I've ever touched that's 3D printed.
Ah, okay.
Or maybe not quite, but the only art that's mm-hmm. 3D printed I've ever touched has been hers.
Ooh, really quick side note while we're talking about Erin. Her, if you recall, whenever we
yes.
did, yeah, whenever we did the episode about her exhibition at Abject. Her Chinese Whispers exhibition is finally open.
It looked so good.
It looks awesome.
Well done, Erin.
Yay, bravo.
Yay.
I mean, I would obviously say go check it out, but it literally is in, I don't know where it is in Sweden. It's like way up north east. No, it's in Denmark, past Aarhus. So if you're in the area, go for it, dude.
Yeah, go for it and tell us all about it.
Yeah.
But so cool. If not, don't worry about it. Just like a northern lass,
yeah,
doing really cool international worldwide things.
Hell yeah, man.
Nice one.
Denmark, dude.
Goals.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, go find, it was like a double bill in vain that we did. It was Erin Dixon and George Oscar,
I think. My god, if you are right, well done.
Do you know what it is? I'm really good at remembering things that I have written down, and since I write down all the blog posts where I say exactly what things are,
yes,
I can remember.
Hey. Perfect.
So,
the perfect
go.
System. No flaws.
But yeah, Kate's work was mint. It was just,
yeah.
just so cool. And like you were saying with the, like, all like the sketchbooks and journals and stuff, like kind of added to the whole work in progress sort of aspect of it.
Yeah.
And we've said it before, and I'm sure we'll say it again because we're saying it right now. Love seeing sketchbooks.
Yes. The like work in progress thing mm-hmm. is so
like,
interesting.
I love seeing how a person got to where the thing is.
Do you know what it makes me think of? Mm. Do you know how like no one likes Superman, but everyone likes Batman?
No, I didn't know that.
Right, well, it's
pretend
like,
I did.
Well, Superman's really unpopular, but Batman's really popular, and it's because Superman's really clean and polished and therefore boring.
Yes.
But Batman's a bit rugged and rough around the edges, so he's a bit more interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like that, like a super polished, clean, professional thing is not necessarily as interesting as something half done.
Ooh, okay.
There's more like wonder and excitement with something that's half finished.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Endless possibilities.
Exactly. Nice.
Yeah.
Hot take of this episode. But yeah, I mean, there was more to say at the Bowes Museum. We could literally go on forever.
There was loads. However, and as always, we need to remind people that our favourites do not reflect the best in a show.
Oh, yeah.
Or the, like, I don't know. I'm not even confident that our opinions are reliable at all. So, you know.
Probably not.
Don't worry about it. Like, you should go tell us your favourites.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, art is subjective.
Yes.
That's the whole thing.
No wrong answers. And everything was great. There was that, again, honourable mentions. Because I feel like honourable mentions is just when I remember something that was really cool.
Pretty much.
The flowers that, like, were all cut out and cascaded onto the floor from a cabinet thing. Oh, my goodness. That was so good. I'm going to try and find the artist there because I blacked that out. I think it was Joe Howell?
It was Joe Howell, yes. I believe they may have been cyanotype printed because a lot of her other stuff was cyanotype printed. So yes. I think.
And you found that very inspiring.
Yes, because I love cyanotypes. Just cool and fun. Yeah. Science-y, innit?
So that was cool. Mm-hmm. And just generally, the museum was popping.
Yeah.
It was really cool. It was good vibes, man.
Yeah, just nice. There was another actual exhibition on which we did not even set foot in. Was it David Hockney or something?
Yes, I think so.
There's also a David Hockney exhibition on, which I believe ends in November.
I would like to go back because we did find out it's like Beamish. I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, the thing is, it does cost to go in. Was it £14?
£14, I think.
I assume that's full price.
But and they do often do concessions and things.
Yeah.
But it's like Beamish in that it's for a year. Mm-hmm. So you can go back as many times as you want. And there's so much to see.
Yeah.
And there's a cafe and there's grounds. And also the town's really nice.
It is. Also, not too far away from there. Because I've only ever been to the Bowes Museum once before. And it was, I think, in 2013. But not too far away from there, if you like your nature, there's a waterfall called Summerhill Force. Aww. And under the waterfall is a cave called Gibson's Cave. So named because back in some century, probably 16th century, I feel, is a lot happened then. There was this
because nothing's happening now or since.
No, it's only 16th century and maybe now, that's it.
Maybe not even confident now is happening.
Hasn't finished yet, so I can't say for sure. But Gibson was on the lam from the local constabulary.
Ooh, well done,
the police.
Good word.
Oh, I don't think I said it right.
Police. You did. Oh, I listen to a lot of true crime stuff about Britain, so.
Oh, okay.
Sounded familiar to me.
So on the run from the Rozzers. And and he hid in a cave, and I assume his name was Gibson, but all the townspeople were on his side, so they'd just come and give him food and stuff, so you could just hide there.
Not remember, but I remember being told this.
I think I told you this. I think on the podcast a while ago, but
so it doesn't matter. If that happened.
I've only got one story. But I mean, that's a nice nearby thing.
Stories are hard to collect when time isn't real.
That's true. That is true. But yeah, I think that probably wraps it up.
Yeah, I'd say so. One more thing.
Okay.
There was so much free stuff.
Oh my God.
And I just like that. There was free art. So there was in the textiles room, which is always there, which is lovely because I love any kind of fashion history. It's just cool. There was laser cut wooden pins that were lace.
Yeah, I think it was after some of the lace, I assume in the collection or of Josephine at
Kate
some point.
Kate Ive was given away, I assume again, wax, hard wax, but it could have honestly been anything. Cast little intricate patterns. They were almost mandalas or flowers or repetitive swirly kind of patterns. Mm-hmm. And we got the thing I couldn't believe. Three ceramic cups, but they're
cool.
Proper sculptures. They're poured. They're not they're kind of cast, aren't they? From a
yeah.
It's not I don't know. It was not a method of making ceramics that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
But it was all kind of splishy sploshy and like it was drippy. Very splishy, and
we'll post a picture so you can see exactly what we're on about.
And there were so many of them. And then free, they had free. And then they had original screen prints on them from like original etchings and writings, like publications of John and Josephine's like texts, so quotes from them and their yeah. writings.
By Judy DeBase, she's a ceramic artist. Just slip casting, there we go.
Slip casting, because I was like, slip that I'm familiar with is mm-hmm. like what you use, it's like watered down clay
oh.
that you can use as like glue mm-hmm. to like, say you have like a mug and a handle and you like use the slip to make sure the handle sticks on the rest of your mug.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it just generally means like a liquidy clay or something.
I think so, yeah. But I think...
But it'll be a special technique. But oh, like, yeah. So I feel like this, that's the, that I don't know, that's the clue if I didn't know what it was,
mm-hmm.
which I kind of don't.
Which admittedly, not so much.
I mean, I know the results.
Yes.
So like, I can kind of get my head around it, uh-huh. but I'm trying to explain.
Yes, even very well. But yeah, they were mint. You got one for free in exchange for a story.
Yes.
About the Bowes Museum.
So it wasn't completely free.
But no but, money was exchanged, so no. practically free. Yeah. But I think all these free lovely goodies...
They took something
goodies...
more valuable from us, Alice.
Oh, well,
they took
true.
Our stories.
Our memories. Don't have them anymore.
No.
It's on the wall somewhere in the Bowes Museum. But no, I think they were just for the press preview, which I assume that's what it was. The private view, whatever it was, which made us feel especially fancy. But yeah, I recommend just go see the full thing anyway, because there yeah. was just so many cool things.
It was... fab, and I don't know, not what I expected, but I'm so glad that that's what it was.
Yes, pleasantly surprised.
And I'm glad like they're doing something like a really kind of something that's typically like history and museum
mm.
is doing something more on the like art
yeah.
side, the like that it's an also an art institution.
Yes.
And in the like, and it therefore they're like doing what we say kind of all galleries should do, is kind of like proving why should you be here, like
yes.
why are you relevant. Like, if you're showing contemporary art, why?
Yeah.
Not, obviously, I want everyone to.
Oh,
I think
no, yeah.
it's great. But it's just like, well, like, make sure it's relevant.
Yeah.
And like, this was an amazing way, I think, because didn't they invite the artists for a residency of some description?
I think so. I think that was part of the whole thing.
So they did spend time in the institution.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's, so it was very much like working with them and reflecting on their exhibitions and what they're all about, even just as a business almost, because
yeah.
this is a business. And yeah, it's just cool. It's really
yeah.
like, I just really liked it. I feel like I've said cool a lot this episode, but end of the day, that's very much what it was.
Oh yeah, very
and
much
it's getting
so.
Into winter, so it, the temperature's dropping.
It's also literally cool.
Get it?
Okay, well,
now we're done.
I think we are, potentially. A way we like to wrap these up is to say something looking forward to.
Yeah.
So do you have anything in mind, Rosie?
That... I do.
Ooh, what?
Very much. And sorry this is late, but we record things like all over the place, so...
Oh, we have no consistent schedule, really.
Yeah, we're just kind of doing it
for recording, but for uploading, I'm quite proud of our spotless record.
Yes. Yeah, I think we should be proud.
Yeah.
We should be proud.
Every week, baby.
Hey. So a little while ago, very spontaneously, we had a competition.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm very much looking forward to revealing the winner right now. But also, I'm looking forward to screen printing.
Yay! Which you're doing in 2 days' time?
Yes.
Hey.
So they'll be brand spanking new, hot
be,
off the presses.
Yeah. They'll be done by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah.
So winner, you'll get your tote bag.
And the winner is... Emily Grace Walters with the Curator's
Yay!
Fascinator, because that was just genius. I did say in the like competition, I was looking for like the points you were going to get were for creativity, not mm-hmm. for artistic abilities. And that was by far the most creative take on a curator's hat.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
And I was a little bit biased because I've decided to have a 1920s themed
oh, <yeah.
laughs> 2020 New Year's Eve party. So I was like, oh man, yeah, like this, like, our creative minds are melding right now. So it was like a soul connection. You wouldn't understand, Alice. So there's
I don't have a soul, so why would I get that?
So there's a tote bag going to one lovely listener called Emily.
Yay.
Well done, Emily.
Well done.
And thank you, everyone who took part, because that was really exciting. Hey,
thank you so much.
It was something I said completely off the bat with no forward planning.
Yes.
And it worked, so that's exciting. I can think of more things I might want to do.
Ooh. I'm excited to see these tote bags as well.
Yeah. Me too. Okie dokie, so what are you looking forward to?
Well, by the time this episode comes out, I will be in Berlin.
Yes.
Again.
It should never stop.
But yeah, me and Amy are going over again because we've kind of decided we want to go every year because we just
That's a lovely thing to do.
And it's also like dirt cheap to get there and like very reasonable to stay there. So yeah, we're doing that. Yeah. Like nice 4 days in the beautiful Berlin. I was going to say sunny Berlin. It will not be sunny. It's the
end of
October.
Isn't it going to be a heat wave?
I think that's this week. It's getting to like 24 degrees this week, which is very concerning for October.
Very.
But hey.
Planet's dying, and so are we.
Ooh.
I have to stop saying that. It's so depressing, especially at the end of an episode.
Is it wrong, though?
I mean, no.
Well.
So bye. No. No, we wouldn't sign off without ramming
our
the
social medias.
And if anyone's still listening and wants to get in touch, you obviously can. We'd love it. We're at heyartwhatsgood on Instagram and Twitter. We have a website, heyartwhatsgood.com.
We absolutely do.
And
an email.
Email us at heyartwhatsgood@gmail.com.
Any of the above. We'll read them all. Because we don't get that many. We're not like swept off with feet with correspondence.
No, but like, you know, I'm down.
Yes, please talk to us.
So like, you'll get attention. So if you want attention, there you are.
Oh, there you go.
I was a bit aggressive, I'm sorry. Right, let's go, because this is getting silly.
Yeah, again, after work, we've had whole days, so.
Good days, though.
Yeah.
That's what's good.
That is what's good.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.